3AW Breakfast with Ross and John. Grab a medium McCafe coffee and a ham and cheese pocket for just $6. Hurry, it's only for a limited time.
6 minutes after six. So there you are, you stroll out onto the runway and you've got a choice between getting on Ethiopian Airlines or Russian aeroplane. Yep. Which one do you get on?
Ethiopia or Aeroflot.
Well, that choice is a bit like the drunk who went for his license test, and he went out with his tester and he said, which car should I get in? And the tester said, if you can see two, I wouldn't get in either of them.
Well, I flew Aerosvit,
yeah,
out of Kiev.
Having been told that I told you that I'd been on holidays once in Fiji and ended up at a bar sitting next to a bloke whose job it was to fly around the world troubleshooting for Boeing. And he had gone there because they had a problem with a plane, and he had leant over the pile and said, what's the problem? And the pilot said, it's this, you know, the kerfuffle valve. Well, it doesn't work properly. And the Boeing engineer said he leant over the pilot's shoulder and flicked the switch on and said, you haven't turned that on.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, well, listen, I said, now that I've got you here, you're my prisoner here at this bar, you just distill all of your aircraft engineering knowledge into one bite for me. What is it? And he said, never fly on a Russian plane. Right? And I came back and I told you that, and then you went and flew on a Russian plane.
That's how keen I was to get out of Kiev. I was prepared to die to get out of Kiev. It's nearly as bad as Marrakesh.
So an aeroplane, Ethiopian Airlines plane has crashed, all on board killed. And listening to this program, James Nixon has written us an email. He flew in and out of Addis Ababa for 4 to 5 years. He said he then goes on to describe Addis Ababa Airport. He says it is one of the most challenging airports in the world. Most airlines require that captains do the takeoffs and landings, as opposed, I assume, to the first officer. It's all to do with air pressure. It can often make the aircraft think it is higher than it actually is. That's good. Huh?
Right.
They get on this bit. It's on top of a mountain. It's got big drop-offs at either end of the runway, which cause mechanical turbulence when it's windy. He says there are bird issues, worst in October and November. They actually employ people as beaters either side of the runway. They actually live scarecrows every 100 or so metres waving big sticks to stop the birds from congregating.
Right.
Huh? That's in the middle of a plane that has got a computerisation on it that means it can fly without human intervention, is assisted by blokes on the ground waving big sticks. another day, another shooting in Melbourne. A man is dead following another gun-related incident.